Sometimes you just have to like unlearn everything and start again. So what's going on, everybody? Today we're going to be talking about, is your ideology complicating everything for you? Complicating the world, complicating yourself, this kind of thing. Whatever your ideology is, whatever your beliefs are about what you should be, what you aren't, what you want to be, or need to be, whatever it is. This is deep and dangerous shit. Ideologies are dangerous. So many people have died because of ideology. So many people have been put into concentration camps because of ideology. So many people have been put into gulags because of ideology. So many people have been cast out of certain societies and put into internment camps because of ideology, because of fears caused by ideology. So is your ideology complicating the process of life? I think this is an important question for you, because if you have beliefs, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with having beliefs. It's nothing wrong with having philosophies about the world and how the world should be and needs to be and has to be and this kind of thing. The question that I want to ask you, though, is your philosophy overcomplicating the process of life? Because if you have any kind of ideology at all, there's often a deep overcomplication that happens with these kinds of ideologies. And it's really simple to see this happening. It's something that you can see almost anywhere. It's very easy to test this for yourself with a couple of easy questions. And they're really simple questions. Is your ideology making you struggle? Simple question. Is it making you struggle? Is it making you blind to the realities around you? Easy question. Is your ideology keeping you from the present? Another simple question. Is your ideology keeping you from realizing what your ideology is doing to you or others? Meaning, like, is this ideology, for instance, this ideology could be very something that you really believe in, that's fine. But is it something that, because you believe in it so much, you become very critical of other ideologies that are not this one, this kind of thing, and you become very critical as a result in life? Is your ideology polluting the waters? You can imagine water as clear, as still, and ideologies, struggle, suffering, it clouds it. It blinds the water, makes it unstill, unclear. If it is, then it's overcomplicating the process. And I know what people are going to be saying. They're going to be saying, well, but David, like, I need my ideology. Like, this is my philosophy of life. This is my belief system. Like, this isn't necessary for me, for my purpose, for my whatever it is. If that's what you want, that's fine. You can stick to it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying, is it complicating the process? This is something to become honest with yourself about. so many people become deluded about what their philosophies are doing for them, including myself at one point, that they don't see the forest for the trees. They don't see what's right in front of them. And so this is not me saying, oh, you must get rid of your ideologies. This is me going, is your ideology overcomplicating the process of life? Why? How? That's it. If it is, you know what to do. Or not. You know, that's it. I'm not giving you any shoulds or should nots or haves or have nots. This is about awareness. Becoming aware of what your philosophy, your ideology, or politics is doing to you. Mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. That's it. Not more, not less. We're not giving out should statements here. We're giving out reality statements. That's it. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If it is complicating the process, overcomplicating the process, you know, you can decide to simplify it from that place. You can decide to get rid of it from that place. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. This is about you. This is about what your thoughts are doing to you, what your ideology is doing to you. So, do with that what you will, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.